star. Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Blue Sky Podcast, where we talk about all things Disney, but mostly Walt Disney World. I'm Jordan, and I'm here with Ainsley, who is going to be starting off our mini-series, one of four. We are talking about the park weenies in Walt Disney World. So for the first one, we are going to be talking about the Cinderella Castle, and Ainsley is going to lead this one. She's done the research and prepared the podcast today, so she's going to tell us all about Cinderella Castle.
And Jordan will be reacting live. You might find yourself saying similar things. Who knows? We'll see.
I hope you blow my mind.
How this goes. I hope I have some fun facts. You know, I found Cinderella Castle to be a challenging one in that I think it's obviously one of the most iconic weenies, if you will. And I think it's one that people know a lot about, especially Disney people.
Yes.
So I wanted to try to find things maybe people wouldn't know.
Do you know where the term weenie comes from?
I
learned this recently. I never knew why we called them weenies. But apparently, according to Rolly Crump, it's referencing like a hot dog that you would wave at a dog to get to get a dog to come to you. Which,
okay.
So it's like, because I know
it's drawing
it's
you
the
in
major
the
attraction
park.
That's drawing you in. I know that's what it means. But I was like, why a weenie? I don't know why
that's
it's called
so
that.
Funny.
Apparently it was, yeah, it's referencing hot dogs and like getting a dog to come.
Did Disney coin that term?
I don't know.
Okay.
that's what Rolly Crump said in his book.
It must be true.
And he was talking, he said he was leading a group tour of, I hope I don't get this wrong, I think it was a group visiting from China, but it was a group visiting from another country, and they said, like, excuse me, like, what? Why do you keep saying weenie? What's a weenie? And he explained that to them. But they still didn't really get it because it just was a reference that was just lost in other like cultures, and he didn't know how to explain it, and they didn't get it, and they were just like, okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
But yeah, apparently that's why it's called a weenie. I never knew that.
That is a good fun fact to start us off with. So thank you for that. I had no idea.
Thank you, Rolly Crump, for explaining.
The wonderful Rolly.
Yes.
Okay, so Cinderella Castle. So first I wanted to start off, I have kind of sections, hopefully this will flow, but Disney Castle as the weenie. So Herb Ryman was the one who Walt called to sketch his map for Disneyland in a pitch to bankers because, this is a paraphrase, but basically Walt thought that these financial bankers are not going to be creative-minded, they're not going to understand what he's trying to do here and appreciate, like, the magic of it. So they needed to see an image of what this park was going to look like. So he wanted Herb to do that. Herb had worked on some films in the past, but he wasn't actually with the Disney company at this point. So Walt just called him out of the blue and said, hey, when can you get here? And Herb said, well, 15 minutes if I leave now, but 30 if I shave and shower and change. And he said, don't change. And so he got there in 15 minutes to see Walt, and Walt told him, I want you to draw this for me. And research kind of showed that Herb was like, I can't do this, Walt. Like, I can't draw your vision. And he said, yeah, you can. And they locked themselves in a room, and he did it. But Walt apparently insisted, and this is a quote, that there be a very, very conspicuous castle because the castle is going to be the symbol of this whole place. And so he wanted it to be large enough to be seen from all over the park to keep them oriented, the people in the park, and for it to just be the symbol and embodiment of the Magic Kingdom. So I thought that was just kind of a really cool fact that the castle was always meant to be this weenie. It was always what Walt envisioned. And so another kind of fun fact was later, Fred Yorger created a model of the castle based on Ryman's designs. When Ryman saw it, he didn't like it. And it was a model that was in two pieces, a bottom half and top. And so he picked up the top half and turned it backwards and put it back down. And all the Imagineers in the room panicked. They're like, Walt's about to be here. Put it back. Put it back. And Walt walked in that moment and goes, hey, I like it that way. It looks good. Let's do that.
With half of it backwards?
Yeah. So that's kind of a fun fact, I thought.
Interesting.
It's a little bit like the Small World story where there's just trees on top of the building just because they hadn't been placed yet and Walt loved that.
And he walked in and said, I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's happened a few times where they just
they weren't ready, and Walt was like, that's great.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that kind
of
happened.
And I've heard the story of them working overnight, of him being like, I need you to draw this, but I didn't know Walt was so adamant about this castle.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. Mm-hmm. Cool. It was always his vision. So that was obviously predating Walt Disney World. It's Sleeping Beauty Castle there. So here we have Cinderella Castle. It was again designed by Herb Ryman. It was completed in 1971, which was when the park opened, and it actually took 18 months to complete. So I was a little bit surprised by the length of time it took to build that castle. I don't know what I expected, but I thought that was quite a while. So one thing that I thought was interesting, and it struck us immediately when we visited California, was how much smaller Sleeping Beauty Castle is compared to Cinderella Castle. So Cinderella Castle is 189 feet. I think it's a well-known fact that they keep it under the 200-foot mark so you don't have to have the blinking light on the top for planes. So it is actually 100 feet, I think a little bit over 100 feet taller than Sleeping Beauty Castle. Like, it is actually significantly taller. And so we were not wrong. We were like, oh.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where it depends which park you went to first or kind of grew up with. Because I know we went to Magic Kingdom our whole lives and saw Cinderella Castle. Then we saw Sleeping Beauty Castle and we were like, oh, that's very small.
Yeah.
We were very startled.
Yeah.
And I know other people feel the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, one of them being Rolly Crump, who actually didn't like Cinderella Castle being that big.
Okay.
And he didn't like Main Street being that big in Magic Kingdom because he thought it lost its charm. So I was like, oh, there's probably a lot of people who feel that way that grew up with Disneyland and then went to Disney World and went, whoa, this is so different.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's kind of interesting that they have such a different feel, even though it's the exact same kind of like layout in the Main Street, the castle, but they are very different.
Yeah, for sure. So one thing I thought was interesting, in addition to that height level due to planes, there's actually now a permanent flight restriction over all of Walt Disney World following the 9/11 attacks. So the only aircrafts that can fly over Walt Disney World are law enforcement and Walt Disney World aircrafts, I mean, suppose unless otherwise approved.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. But I know they took that very seriously, their response in
yes.
the moment of 9/11. So
I didn't know they had that rule, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so how tall is Sleeping Beauty Castle?
I don't actually have the number in front of me.
Cinderella's 189?
Mm-hmm. And it was about 100 feet taller. So,
wow. So it's like double.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I guess a few more quick facts about the structure itself. I think a lot of people know these ones, so we won't spend too much time, but it is built to withstand hurricanes and extremely high winds. I saw a range of numbers, so I'm going to assume it's somewhere in the middle, but I saw anything from 90 to 135 mile per hour wind it's meant to withstand. And it's made of 500 tons of steel with a concrete foundation. So, and I think another well-known fact, because people love to say, how many bricks are there in Cinderella
yeah.
Castle? And of course, it's zero. It's reinforced gypsum plaster. That meant nothing to me. You're a structural engineer by trade, so I heard it's white cementing material made by dehydrating gypsum, and when it sets and hardens, by chemical recombination with water. So apparently...
Okay. I don't know a lot about gypsum specifically.
Well, it
that's
seems
like
a weird
a
thing to know specific things about, but
good to know.
I think there was some structural reasons they chose it, like it was maybe stronger.
It might
and
be like the little more. Don't know only road maybe as much or something.
Yeah, there
like
was
that.
Some structural
like,
reasons why it was better. I can't remember them offhand. So some other things. There's actually two turrets that are missing from the original design plan. And when they were building it, they just realized it really wasn't in a sight line of anything, so they didn't feel the need to build those turrets.
Oh, okay.
So there's two missing ones. And three of the turrets are topped with 18-karat gold leaves.
Wow.
And then there's 13 gargoyles on the castle that you can look out for. So those are kind of some fun facts about the castle itself. I think the use of forced perspective is quite well known in the Disney parks at large. So I just thought it was kind of interesting to see how they built the levels. So the first floor is built to a proper scale, but as you move up, the second floor is 5/8, and then the top spires are actually 1/2 the size they should be.
So, and are the other buildings on Main Street a similar ratio?
Those are just for the castle?
That was just for the castle? That's a good question, because I know that
those are three stories as well.
Yeah.
And they get smaller and smaller. I wonder if it's the same.
It would be interesting to know.
Proportions.
I know they do also use that.
That's cool. You can't tell at all. Like,
no.
It totally looks like a legitimate full size.
Like, each story looks the exact same.
Yeah, 100%. So, my next question, I'll pose it a question to you.
Oh, okay.
Was, do you know the castle that was the inspiration for Cinderella Castle?
It was in Germany, wasn't it?
It was.
I don't think I know the name, though. I know it was in Germany.
I'll probably say this wrong. It's Neuschwanstein.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that.
It's in kind of the Bavaria area, so I've actually been to that castle, which was very fun to say. And that's the answer I've always heard. It's this Neuschwanstein castle. But as I was doing my research, it was actually inspired by 8 other castles across Europe as well. That wasn't the sole inspiration. Okay. So there was a variety of ones from France, Poland, Czech Republic. So one of the notable ones was Versailles in France. Mm. So I just thought that was kind of interesting because we always hear about Neuschwanstein, but that wasn't the sole inspiration.
Did you think they looked similar? Could you see that it had inspired the castle or no?
Well, at first, I was like, I don't really get it because the shape is quite different. Neuschwanstein's more of this rectangular, like, it's actually probably quite a bit taller, but it doesn't feel taller than that one. It's not this kind of narrow, tall structure. But after reflecting on it and reading some of the things, it's more the stylistic decisions of that castle, not actually the structure itself.
Okay.
So it was built by King Ludwig II, who was known for being, like, a romantic king. Like, he wanted his castle to be a thing of beauty. So he built it not for defense, but for kind of the romance of the castle. So it had stylings that other castles just wouldn't have because they weren't practical. So he introduced cylindrical towers, which we see in Cinderella's, turrets, all these windows. So it was these kind of structural design choices that Cinderella Castle drew from, and the colors are actually quite similar with that kind of gray and blue.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it was drawing from a very romantic castle. That seems fitting for Disney. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought that was fun, too. I think he actually died before the castle was maybe finished. I think he was also known as Mad King Ludwig, and he was spending all the money, so I think there was some issues there. But
it's a controversial castle.
Don't quote me, because I don't know that for a fact, but he wasn't perfect.
None of us are.
So I kind of mentioned the colors there. The next section I wanted to kind of talk about was the castle colors over the years.
Controversy.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple controversies in here. So as I mentioned, the original was gray with blue roofs on the turrets and some gold accents, which is that classic castle I think we think of and my favorite. So in 1996, it was transformed into a birthday cake, which is one of the more controversial ones. Which is so funny because we were there, we saw the birthday cake, and I remember liking it and looking at pictures and being like, that's so fun, it's so 90s. But upon reflection, I can see why if it's your first trip and that's what you get, you're maybe like...
Or it's your honeymoon, you got
mm-hmm.
some big trip and that's the castle you got.
You maybe aren't happy.
It's very cheesy and it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, and we were kids. I don't remember it. I was what you said, 96.
Yeah.
So I was one, but I remember looking at photos.
Well, here's the thing. So we actually may have been older than that because I didn't know this. They left it from October 1st, 96 to January 31st, 98. It was there for a long time.
Year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when we would have gone.
So I don't know.
But I was still like one or two.
No, you were.
But yeah, it was an interesting choice. Do you know who really pushed for that?
No, to be honest,
maybe
they're
remaining
unnamed.
Because people didn't like that. And yeah, I remember thinking, oh, why did everyone hate it so much? Not that bad. And then, as I got older and I thought about it more,
mm-hmm.
and if I were to go now and that was what the castle looked like, I wouldn't be happy.
No.
But I think we were little, so we're like, oh, it's pink. Like, that's cute. But I'm like, it's just not the Disney castle.
It's not. No.
Interesting choice.
It was. it's a fun thing to talk about now for us, so.
And they won't do it again.
Thank you, Disney.
I hope.
So here's another one that I know I had seen it, but I totally forgot. And when I re-came across it, I was like, I really can't believe they did that. But for one day only, on November 16th, 2004, the castle was vandalized by Stitch, and he toilet papered the castle and spray painted Stitch's King on it.
What?
Yeah, so you've never seen photos of that?
I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Yeah, it's ugly, to be
Wait,
honest.
On November 16th?
Because it's when the ride was coming into place to in Tomorrowland.
Stitch's Great Escape? Were they trying to advertise for it?
Yeah.
Because they knew it would do so poorly.
I don't know. Maybe they had an inkling. Yeah,
it also didn't do great.
I was to go with opening day. I'm pretty sure of that ride. And so Stitch took over the castle for the day and TP'd the castle. And there was toilet paper hanging on the turrets. And I would be very upset if that's the castle I saw.
Yeah. You go to Magic Kingdom for one day on your trip to Disney, and that's what it looks like. I was like, maybe, I thought you were going to say maybe like on Halloween they did it or something.
No.
Like, oh, Disney.
Yeah, so at least that one was one day.
Only one day, not a year and a half.
Only
of a TV.
Few unhappy people.
Can you imagine you get your photos in front of a TV castle?
No, I can't. Yeah, that was an interesting choice for me. That one I was more confused about than the birthday cake.
Yeah.
To be honest.
That's so bizarre. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, they may be trying to keep that one a secret.
What year was that?
2004.
2004.
Yeah. So then the following year, 2005, it was updated as part of a worldwide celebration of Disneyland turning 50. I had forgotten about this one as well until I saw the pictures, and I remembered seeing this. So each tower had golden spirals around it with characters flying.
Oh.
And so the tallest spire had Peter and Wendy flying around it.
Rings a bell.
And there was a magic mirror attached to the front of the castle, and it would change, and it showed the different castles from around the world, and it would flip between
them. That's very
them.
Cool. I like that.
So that one was a more subtle change, if you will.
Yeah.
And then starting in 2007 onward, they started lighting up the castle with the twinkling lights for Christmas in November and December, which is quite beautiful.
Fabulous. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that one's actually lit up by 200,000 LED lights. And this, I thought, was a very fun fact. They take these 200,000 lights, approximately the same amount of energy to power as it would be for you to power a home dryer.
What?
They're so energy efficient. It's like your home dryer.
Wow.
Each day, mind you.
Yeah,
not for 2 months.
For how long? For a day?
I think for a day.
Those lights for a day is like the same as running your dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not bad at all.
No, I thought that was incredible. So, wow.
That is a great fact.
And then they will put on some extra special decorations when they're filming the park's Christmas Day parade. There's like some extra.
Right.
I think it changes each year. There's actually one person, I believe, who's head of decorating the castle each year.
How do you get
that
job?
I don't know. If you know, please let us know.
If the Tumble Monkeys don't want me.
I'll decorate the castle for Christmas.
I have many talents.
Okay, so then the last one is the one that's coming up right now. It's for the 70th anniversary of Cinderella. They've left our base of our castle gray, but as you move up the castle, it has been painted pink.
Are they done
painting?
The rooms
are darker blue. I think they are
done. They are done. Okay.
I think they were, or they're just finishing up.
I haven't seen the finished product yet. I've seen the idea and
the
drawings and stuff.
Yeah, I saw some pictures on, I think, Walt Disney World News.
So I don't
want to
comment until I've seen it.
You know what? I think if that was the first castle I'd ever seen in that park, I wouldn't have anything bad to say, but I just don't think the pink is it for me.
We're just so attached to our...
We're opposed to change.
Yeah.
We're hard to convince that the change is a good thing.
And is this permanent? Or are they
I don't actually know.
Just for the celebration?
I know what, it's hard for me to think that they'd change it back soon because it's taken them so
it
long to
so
paint
long.
It in
yeah.
the first place. So I think we'll have it for
okay,
a bit.
Well, I'll try to be open-minded when I see it. Hopefully.
That's as much as we can promise.
It's cool. It can't be as bad as the birthday cake.
That's
so.
True. Or Stitch.
Or Stitch. So it'll be good. But I do remember there was an April Fool's joke. Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
I did not realize it was an April Fool's joke, and I was very upset. And they announced that they were going to change the Cinderella castle to Frozen.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Elsa's castle.
And it was going to be Elsa's castle. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I was
you
upset.
You cannot retheme Cinderella castle. And I realized it was an April Fool's joke.
And it was in the heyday of Frozen. So they had already announced they were changing Maelstrom.
Yes.
And I think, you know, Elsa and Anna were just really in our faces at that point.
And we were like, enough.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Love
those
movies.
Frozen 2 is very funny, too.
Yeah, great movies. One of the few where I think the second was better than the first. But anyways, that's a different story.
Digress.
But I was very upset. And I thought they were going to do it because I was like, Frozen's making tons of money. They're going to change the castle. And then it was an April Fool's joke. And I was like, whew.
Yeah, they got us.
They got me good. Best prank ever.
That was, yeah, that one got me as well, actually. And then I kind of reasoned it out. But okay, so moving to the outside of the castle, I wanted to highlight the partner statue in the courtyard. It was added in 1995, and I just wanted to highlight it because it was designed and sculpted by Blaine Gibson, which is a very famous Imagineer name. I didn't know that. And if you pay attention on the columns and walkways as you go up, there's sculptures of the birds and mice from Cinderella. They were also sculpted by Blaine. A fun fact, have you ever noticed the clock on the front of the castle?
Have I noticed it? Seen it?
Yeah, have you noticed it? Have you ever examined it?
I haven't examined it.
So there's something different about that clock.
Okay.
And it is the four. So instead of our traditional Roman numeral four that we have today, it was four lines. Like it was like the three with one more line. And that's because in the colonial period, that's how they did it. I didn't realize they changed the Roman numerals at one point. And so when Cinderella set, that's how they would have marked four.
Wow.
And they can, so you can find that Roman numeral four in two other places.
In the park?
Well, one's in that park and one's in Epcot.
One in Magic Kingdom and one in Epcot? Is one of them in Spaceship Earth?
No. Good guess, though.
Okay. Is one of them in Small World?
No.
Ugh. Okay, one more
guess. Think of the time period.
One more guess. Three strikes and I'm out. Think of the time period. Is it one in, like, Liberty Square or something?
You're closer.
Haunted Mansion.
Well, that's a good guess. It's Pirates of the Caribbean. And the American Adventure Pavilion.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought surely there'd be some old clock in Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, that was a good guess. That was.
And then I got worse after that guess.
No, it's okay. I wouldn't have
known
what
fun,
to
though.
Guess. So. Tink's first flight, if you've seen the fireworks show, Tink flies out to the top of the castle. And
also
starts,
my dream job.
You have a lot. She starts the fireworks show. So it takes her about 34 seconds, which I didn't realize she's up there that
long.
Long time. And she's traveling at about 15 miles per hour. So she's going quite a distance.
She's looking at it.
Yeah, so she's actually approximately 750 feet in the air. So you might not like that job.
Why?
I don't know. Are you going to be okay up there that high? Oh, yeah, you've
I'm good with heights. I just might get motion sick.
Okay.
The height's fair fine. Enough. I got motion sick bungee jumping.
So she'll have to have a trial run.
Have a trial. If I do it enough, you get used to it, though. You can build up.
Yeah, find a focal point.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Okay, so moving inside the castle. This part, I don't think we give enough appreciation to it, and it was really interesting to learn about, and it's the mosaics inside the castle. I mean, I've always known they're there, and they're quite beautiful, but there's five mosaics. They tell the story of Cinderella. They're massive. Each piece is 15 by 6 feet, so can you imagine making those mosaics?
No.
I'll let you guess. How long do you think it took?
How many people were working on it?
So there was Imagineer Dorothea Redmond, a mosaicist Hans Joachim Schaff, sorry if that the pronunciation, and then a team of six.
And how long did it take them just to put it together? A week.
What?
I don't know.
It's
a year.
15 by 6 feet of tiny pieces. Okay, let me give you some context.
Give me
here.
More information.
There's over 300,000 pieces used, and some are as small as the head of a thumbtack.
Oh my gosh, okay, not a week.
Yeah,
not a week. I didn't know the pieces were that small.
Some of them are tiny, not all of them, but yeah, some of them
we
are
we didn't
quite
even
small.
Finish our 1,000-piece Aladdin puzzle. Okay. 8 months.
22 months.
So close.
You were
a
in
week.
That was
not
a great guess.
I didn't have have all the information.
You're right. I didn't give you everything you needed to make an informed guess.
8 months is still a bad guess, but it's better.
It was better than a week. So they use Italian glass with pieces of sterling silver and 14 karat gold in it. So if you're there, definitely stop and admire that. It's
there's
a piece
lot
of
gold
art.
In this castle.
There is.
Like, holy moly.
Yeah, it's got some worth to it. So also inside the castle, I think a lot of people do know about the restaurant. It's Cinderella's Royal Table. We actually have never eaten there, and I never really cared to. I think just because Cinderella, like, I always liked it, but it wasn't my favorite.
We were a big Cinderella fan, so we were more excited about Be Our Guest.
Yeah, absolutely. But now, having read about it, I'm like,
it's also always quite busy. It's hard to
get in. It's hard to get in. But what I've read, and so this is something I really want us to try, is that you can book dinner late enough in the evening to see the fireworks from inside.
Wow.
And apparently it's like a really neat perspective on the fireworks show.
That would be
so
very
cool. So I would
cool.
like to do that.
How far in advance do you have to book that? Probably 22 months.
Probably 22 months. Probably more than a week.
More than a week.
It is one of the most popular places at Walt
that
Disney World, not
cool.
only to eat, but to get engaged. And what they do is they deliver a glass slipper on a bed of roses to your table with your ring on it, and they send a photographer to capture the moment.
I've seen photos of that, like, on Instagram, the slipper, and I didn't know where they, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They did it at Cinderella's Royal Table. Okay.
So I guess a lot of people take advantage of that, which makes sense. And one thing I thought was interesting, and I'd like to do more digging into, but there's 40 coats of arms on display that they've created inside the restaurant, and they each symbolize someone who played a considerable role in the Walt Disney Company. So
oh, wow.
I don't know who all those names are. I didn't get that deep before this, but it's something I would like to learn more about.
So it's like the Main Street windows.
It seems like it, and they made them all coat of arms and hung them up.
Oh, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing inside the castle, which, I think a lot of people know about, is the suite that you can win a stay in, and that's the only way you get there, unless you're maybe rich and famous.
I'm sure someone could pay enough.
I'm sure someone could. I think Tom Cruise has stayed there, actually.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm sure he paid enough.
I wonder if there's, a log somewhere of, like, famous people who stayed here.
It looks quite beautiful. I don't want to go too much into it because, again, I think it's something that people know a lot about. It sleeps 6, though, which was bigger than I realized it
that
was.
That is bigger than I realized.
And what I thought, one thing that looked super cool was they have the jacuzzi tub, and it's kind of set back, so it has 3 walls and then the 1 opening to get in. And there's castle mosaics on all those walls, and above you is a fiber optic night sky. So you're like sitting out in the castle under the stars. And it just seems like the
it's
best way to have a jacuzzi
worth
tub.
It just for that, honestly. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it really does. I'm on to my final fun facts here. So I didn't know this, and I'm curious to see if you did. There's a secret show using the castle called Kiss Goodnight. Have you heard of this?
What do you mean a secret show?
It's a secret show in that it occurs approximately 30 minutes after the park is officially closed, but they don't kick people out, right?
Which is one of our favorite things.
It is one of our favorite things. So if you stick around and kind of linger for about half an hour, you'll get to see the Kiss Goodnight show.
What is it?
So apparently it's subtle, but they put twinkling lights up around the castle. So it's kind of sparkling. And they play When You Wish Upon a Star. And then they play part of Roy Disney's dedication speech for the Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I like that for a lot of reasons. Mm. But one being because I feel like it's referencing Wishes.
Yeah.
Which I love that fact. Happily Ever After is fantastic.
They're both very good.
I love Wishes. And then they have the dedication speech. That's
that
fantastic.
Lovely.
How long have they been doing that? I never knew that.
I'm not sure. I mean, I never knew that. So.
Wow.
We have to do it next time.
Because usually we're there for like extra magic hours. And then by the time those are done, we're like, okay.
Yeah,
let's go.
We're moving out.
We are tired. You've been there for 12 hours. Okay, so you stick it out. You get rewarded.
You have to wait a half hour, but you're getting
you get rewarded.
A nice
I want
reward.
To see that very
and
badly.
Probably some really great photos because the park would be largely empty.
It'd be very empty, and the castle looks so good at night.
It really does.
Reflects on the water, and then I want to hear Roy's voice over the speakers.
Yeah,
that sounds amazing.
So that's
okay. That's on the list.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm on my final fun fact. I think if you've been to Disney over the last, I don't know, we'll say 20 years, because we're a bit over, I'm closer to 30, I guess. you may have noticed a change in the types of shows in the Magic Kingdom. Like, I think when we were younger, they were really largely, the night shows, I mean, firework-based.
Yes.
And we're seeing this transition to this image mapping being worked in with the fireworks or completely taking over shows. And they do a really impressive job on the castle. I mean, they do an impressive job. I've seen it on the Chinese Theater, on Spaceship Earth, but on the castle's quite incredible.
They did
what
quite
they
a good one on the Shanghai Castle,
yeah,
as well. It was mostly the images. It was hardly
mm-hmm.
any fireworks.
That's right. So it's quite an impressive technology. And I'm wondering if you want to take a guess.
Oh, no.
At the number of colors they have in their color palette for that image projection on the castle.
How many colors?
Because I was blown away by the number of different colors they have in their color palette.
Like of lights? Like,
yeah, I guess of different colors that the lights can project on that castle or on that Spaceship Earth or whatever they're mapping on.
820.
You're going to laugh.
Oh, no. It's 8,020.
Still going to laugh.
What? How many 16.7
million.
What? There's
I
not
didn't
that
even
many
know
colors.
That was possible. That's what I read online.
Why am I so bad at guessing? Say that again.
The technology for the image projection on the castle has 16.7 million color palette.
Okay, so how are they using those? Like, what?
How, I mean, there must just be, that. Like, so many different shades of, like, red, right? Like,
yeah.
It just must have every possible red you could ever
imagine. You
think
of, like, a pixelated...
Yeah, and every blue. And
holy moly, now I feel silly for guessing you.
More or less silly than 1 week.
I don't know. I feel ashamed. But I do remember the first time we saw one of those shows. I don't know what year it would have been.
Mm.
And it was the first time they did, like, the color imaging stuff on the castle. And I, like, could swear the bricks on the castle moved.
I remember that. It was
They
so
did, like,
impressive.
This, like, ripple effect
mm-hmm.
that looked like the blocks, like, moved out. And I was old enough to know they didn't, but I was
mm-hmm.
like, I think they moved. Like, I was
it tricked me.
Blown away. And they kept changing different patterns
mm-hmm.
on the castle, and oh, it was so cool.
It's
was
very impressive.
So impressed.
So that was the end of my weenie.
That was excellent.
Thank you. May I ask your favorite new tidbit of information?
Oh, definitely the secret show.
Yeah, that was mine as well.
I am blown away by that, and I really want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. Tune in next time. We are going to have 3 more weenie
yes.
episodes in this mini series, and the next one Jordan will be leading.
Which one are we doing next?
That's up to you.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Tune in to find out.